And Lorraine's going to come up now. Just as she comes forward, I'm going to pray for her. Father God, we thank you for Lorraine. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for all the energy and time and prayer and focus that Lorraine has put into this morning. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless her words, that you would speak through her into our hearts and lives this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Good morning. And my welcome to that of Mike's and Andrew's. It's great to be here. I brought along a little visual aid this morning. I mentioned to one of my work colleagues I was going to be speaking, and I could really do with a door, and love a visual aid. And she's wonderful. She turned up Friday morning with a door. That's great, isn't it? Love it. Absolutely brilliant. I wonder if you can remember a time when you were standing outside, maybe a specific door, okay? And it's that moment just before you knock, just before you go in. Can you remember the feelings that you experienced? Maybe you needed all the courage you could muster to reach out and knock. Do you know, I can remember that feeling when I was a young child, different times, but I had to go to the staff room and knock because I needed to speak to a teacher. Oh, scary moment. I don't know. Or maybe you were standing outside a door, facing it with sheer excitement, sense of anticipation. I don't know, a job interview or a marriage proposal. Oh. I don't know, you can share stories later after tea and coffee if you want to. But doors, they're amazing things, aren't they? You know, behind them lie such different experiences. I think that's why they're wonderful symbols. A door, it represents a transition. Someone has once said that, described them as the line between the known and the unknown. They can present a choice or an opportunity, pathways to new beginnings. Have you noticed children's stories? They're full of them. Whether it's a wardrobe door to a world of ice and snow, Narnia, or maybe a little round green door to Bilbo's Hobbit hole, or it's a secret door in a secret garden, or it's a midnight, you know, you can enter at midnight, Tom's midnight garden. Ah, it's wonderful, you know. They bring opportunities for adventures, thoughts unimaginable. Over these past three weeks, we've been looking at a couple of passages found in the gospel where Jesus commands us to ask, to seek, and to knock. Let's just remind ourselves of those verses. It says this: ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Now, rightly or wrongly, I've had a song stuck in my head for the past couple of weeks, just going there. What do you call it? An earworm or something. Is that right? Just constantly going. Okay. It's, I'm not going to sing it. It's Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door, yeah? Bob Dylan, but actually I much prefer the Eric Clapton cover, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. Possibly not the most helpful lyrics if we carry on all the way through, but do you know, actually it has been really good because it served to remind me that we can knock on Jesus' door. Knock. And the door will be opened to you. Seek to the side, to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. You know, just as in those children's stories, when we knock on Jesus' door, we have an invitation to adventures otherwise thought unimaginable. A life lived with Jesus. Behind that door is access to God. Being able to connect with him and the life that he has for you. Our verse for the year, it talks about a longing, seeking after God. You, God, are my God. earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. Do you know, no matter who we are, whether we're here in church, whether we're out there this morning, we all live with that sense of wanting more, needing more, thirsting for something beyond us, beyond this life. You see, each of us has a spiritual part to us that no matter how much we think we can ignore it, it's fundamental to who we are. And it's that seeking, that searching, asking questions that causes people to knock on a door of faith. And it might be that actually you're here this morning and you're in that very place, knocking on that door of faith. You're on Jesus' door, checking out what this faith in Jesus is all about. Well, firstly, welcome. It's great that you're here. Church is a great place to come, and it's a great place to find out about God and discover about him. Knocking on a door, it's a real physical thing. It's an action. It involves us doing something. And it's like that when we seek out God, when we try and find out about faith. And one of those actions is coming to church, but you know, don't end there. There's so much more that you can do. You can, when you feel like that door is closed and you're going nowhere and it doesn't make sense and you've got questions, listen, ask them. Ask those questions. Ask them of God himself. God, I don't understand this. Can you explain it to me? Show me what this means. Ask questions of other Christians. Read, listen to the Bible. You'll have heard about Alpha earlier on. You know, Alpha, it's a great kind of door-knocking kind of place, okay? Really recommend it to you on a Wednesday evening over at our Parkway site. What an opportunity that is. A chance to find out, to learn, to question, to ponder alongside other people. Come and do it. Have you ever thought that knocking in itself is an act of faith? You know, we demonstrate faith when we knock on that door. It says in the Bible that God, he loves to reward those who seek him. We find that in Hebrews, book of Hebrews, verse 11. So come, you know, come to Jesus' door and knock. Find out, discover, and don't give up. Don't give up. Do you know, Jesus' command back in the gospel to knock, it's not a once-only thing. If we go back to the original Greek that it's written in, that verb to knock, it's written in the continuous or progressive form. What does that mean? It means, basically, keep on doing it, okay? Keep on knocking. We keep doing it again and again. I'm sure, like me, you've knocked on someone's door and there's no answer, but you're sure they're in. So you just kind of pause for a kind of, you've got to get that moment right, haven't you? That length of pause, right moment. And then what do? You knock again, don't you? You just keep knocking. Now, I've already come up with one song and over the last few weeks, I've gone down some wonderful digressions of songs. Who knew there were so many songs about knocking? There are loads. And if I gave you some time, okay, to come up with some songs about knocking, honestly, I don't think you'd ever come up with this. Let's just see if we can get this.
I'm gonna knock on your door, ring on your bell, step on your window.
Woo, we'll stop it there. Okay. Excellent. Such a great song. Yeah. Hilarious. Honestly, I've giggled so much. So many digressions. Jimmy Osmond, back in 19... Okay, that was good, actually. The original was 50-something. He did the cover, 1974, way before us. Utterly brilliant, kind of, in a very different way. But do you know, why am I saying all this? Actually, his sentiment, it's so right. It's so right. Do you know, he goes on to sing, because none of us know the song, do we? All right, that if you don't answer on the door, these are his lyrics, right? He says, if you don't come out tonight when the moon is bright, this is the important bit, I'm going to knock and rap and tap until you do. You see, he's just not going to stop. Don't stop knocking. when we're faced with a closed door. And it's like we're not getting an answer to the questions, to the challenges. We knock again and again and again. We keep on knocking. But this isn't just for those who are seeking faith, you know? This is true for Christians, people who've been on this journey of faith for longer. As we venture through life, we come to Jesus repeatedly as we learn to live our life with him. We seek him out for each situation, each circumstance, each challenge that we face. In fact, knocking on the door kind of becomes our lifestyle. We initially knock to find faith, but then we move into an ongoing, deeper relationship. And each time we come, we demonstrate our faith, our dependence on Jesus. We demonstrate our desire, our need, our longing, our thirst for God. And we look beyond ourselves and we look to God. So how do we do this? How do we keep on knocking? You know, I said before, I love the imagery of a door and that of knocking, because it's active. It's not a passive thing. It involves us doing something. And I think that's key. Because sometimes it's really helpful to actually do something to encourage us. So let's do something to encourage us to keep on coming back to God, to keep on knocking. So one of those things maybe you could do very simply is write it down, journal it. Maybe there's a specific challenge or situation that you're praying about currently, you know, and you're trying to understand, or you're grappling with it and you feel like it's a closed door. How do we get through this? And as you pray and read and maybe talk with other people and you talk to God and you share it with others, it's like you're knocking on that door repeatedly, coming back to him. Write it down, journal it. January 2026. I'm knocking about, and then you can write the details. And then afterwards, go back and you can write, what did I learn about God? What did I discover about myself? Write it down, journal it. You know, it'll encourage you later down the path when you face something else. Or maybe it'll help you or encourage you further down. You know, recently, I've been praying for someone who's just in a horrible situation, just not nice at all. And I've been praying and just no change, nothing. Nothing at all. And do you know, in all honesty, it's just been like I'm facing a closed door. There's nothing. And praying lots, knocking. And then this week, knocking again, praying. And Tuesday, Lord, I'm preaching on this. I'm knocking. This is a closed door. And Tuesday, I decided to fast a bit as well and pray throughout the day. And then that night, I woke every single hour. And each time I woke, I prayed. And went back to sleep, which was great, and woke up again and carried on doing that. And then, do you know, Wednesday, I had a message from them. There's this glimmer of hope. Something had changed. And then Thursday, a message. They'd got some sleep and, oh, breakthrough, breakthrough. God had answered. That door was opened. So I wrote it down. And I wrote down the faithfulness of God. What a faithful God. So you could journal it, you know? Write it down as you keep knocking. But there might be something else to help you keep focused. Back in our previous church, I remember a lady, and she was telling me how she went through a time when she wore a pearl necklace. Not a real one, just a kind of cheap fake one. And she wore it for a few months, and all the time. And she was working through some challenges about priorities and values in her life. And so she wore this pearl necklace to remind her and about a Bible passage where Jesus teaches about the kingdom of heaven. And he says it's like treasure, hidden treasure. It's like a pearl. And so as she was grappling with this and wanting to know what that meant for her and how she lived her life, she had questions, real questions, and she needed to keep going back to God again and again, knocking on that door. And the necklace, you see, it didn't let her forget. Because every time she went and she felt it, she was reminded. It reminded her that Jesus says, keep on knocking. So it might be you need to do something visual. For me, if there's something specific that I'm working through and I'm really trying to pray about and it feels there's a door closed, then and I'm getting nowhere, then sometimes I light a candle. When I get up each morning, I'll just light a candle, you know? It's like I'm knocking. Jesus, are you there? Are you listening? Would you come and meet with me? Can you help me move on from here? We need to be really specific about coming to him in these times. I don't know, maybe when you get home today, you could get a post-it note and you could write on it something really simple. Simply write, keep knocking. And then you could stick it on a door in your house. Yeah? As a reminder, as an encouragement that we keep taking it to Jesus, our concerns, our questions, our longings, the yearnings, the confusion, whatever it is. Or it might be there's something really specific at the moment, something that you're facing, or a doubt, or a challenge, and you write it on there and you stick it on, and then whenever you go through that door, you're reminded not to give up. Keep knocking. Keep grappling with it. Keep seeking God. To the one who knocks, the door will be opened. As a church, we share, we unite in our knocking. We've done a bit of that today. For we unite as we pray together, don't we? I know we prayed earlier, but I've really been struck this week. You know, we stand alongside our Iranian friends. We knock together as a church as we cry out to God for that country, many other countries as well. We unite as we knock together in our search for a second pastor, what seemed like a closed door. Lord, we need you to listen. Lord, we're coming to you again and again for this town as we pray God's blessing over it. We knock on that door together. Lord, would you bless this town? And as we come together, as we knock together as a church this afternoon in the United Service, we're brought together and we're encouraged. Psalm 100. It tells us how we can enter. Listen to this. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. It's been said that somehow praise can make the door swing open more easily. I don't know, that can be a tough call sometimes, can't it? When you're standing full of doubt or fear or facing a challenge and there's a seemingly closed door in front of you. But maybe in that moment you go back and you can look back at previous occasions where you've seen the faithfulness of God and it inspires faith and praise and thanksgiving and it helps us press forward. As we take hold of those doubts and those questions and challenges and we knock on that closed door, do you know something incredible happens? Because that door opens to us. And we have full access to what lies on the other side. All that God opens before us, and we can step through. For those who keep knocking, the door will be opened. Now, so far we've thought about us knocking on a door as we seek God, and that's right. But you know, the Bible also tells us that there are some times when Jesus is doing the knocking. He's knocking on our door, the door of our heart and mind. And he's wanting us to open the door to him. Listen to this verse. This is Jesus speaking. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. It's a beautiful verse from the book of Revelation. And it shows us that Jesus is there knocking and waiting. Waiting for an invitation from us. For a willing heart to open the door and accept him. He's waiting for the opportunity to come alongside us in our daily life, in the challenges, in our doubts, in our fears. But you know, also in the ordinary and in the mundane. If that's you right now, you know, respond to that knock of Jesus. Later, when we sing a song, take time to respond to him. Maybe imagine yourself opening the door to Jesus and inviting him in. Over these last 3 weeks, we've taken the time to ponder and to kind of pull apart what it really means to ask, to seek, and to knock. And hopefully, in doing that, we've started to unwrap something of our verse for the year. What was it? You, God, are my God. Earnestly, I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. If we're going to do this earnestly, then it demands persistence. You know, we don't give up. We keep questioning until we find the answers to our doubts. We keep coming back to God again and again and again in the small things and in the big challenges of our lives. We don't give up. We keep knocking. I'm going to invite the band to come up. That'd be great. And we're going to have some time to respond. You can stay seated for a moment because we're going to respond with a song, and it's a new one for some of us. And so the band are going to sing it to us. And you can stay seated and you can have a chance just to take this through with God. You know, I love the words of this song. It talks about the faithfulness of God. God is faithful to his promise, and he's promised that he will open that door when we knock. And we can say, yes, that's true. Amen, yes. So we're going to come to him, and it's time to knock, to seek him. So I'm going to pray, and then they're going to sing. And it might be that afterwards we'll then stand and sing it for ourselves. Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you that you don't tire of us, that you love us way beyond we can ever imagine. And thank you that we can come to you again and again and again, saying the same things, asking the same things. And Lord, we confess at times it just feels like there is a closed door in front of us and we're getting nowhere. But Lord, we're not going to give up, and we want to keep on coming, keep on knocking. So would you meet with each one of us here now, please? Faithful, loving Jesus, we come. Amen.